Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
To Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for tuning in today. Boy, I got a great, great program lined up for you today. Very, very excited about the program we're going to be bringing you. Scott Shepherd is with me. Elon Musk, restoring hope to free speech. We'll talk about that with Free Enterprise Project representative Scott Shepherd from the National Center for Public Policy Research. You can find him at nationalcenter.org. They are regular contributors here, by the way, at Chosen Generation Radio, along with our Project 21 Black Leadership Network that we have twice a month. Let's see. Also today on the program, Rock Peters is with us. He's got a great book, The Greatest Love of All. And I chuckle because there's some, he uses sarcasm to really kind of try to get the attention of atheists that are out there, of the unbelievers that are out there. And there's some things in it. The first time I read through it, I was going to have him on last week, honest. And I started to read through the book and I was like, wait a minute. I got to get my head wrapped around what he's trying to do here. it's just really something. And his book has been recognized. His writings have been recognized by the Queen of England and a number of other dignitaries. But I'm really looking forward to having him. Top of the next hour, he'll be with us. Bottom of the hour, Matt Long and I do our thing where we bring both of our shows together, and very excited about what we're going to talk about today. Millennials. How in the world are we going to reach millennials? We'll talk about that with Matt Long coming up bottom of this hour. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is a representative of the Frisco ISD Board of Trustees, a proud resident of Frisco, Texas, husband, father of four children, and his son got an award. Now, hey, I mean, he worked very hard for this award, and subsequently should be honored for the work that he did. But there's one small problem with that, and I'm going to let my next guest explain to you exactly what that is. Let me welcome Marvin Lowe to the program. Marvin, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Pastor Craig. I appreciate you having me. I just want to make one small correction. I'm a candidate for the Frisco Independent School District's Board of Trustees, and what prompted me to run is some of the issues that we're going to be talking about today.
So I am speaking prophetically, my good friend.
I
prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ, you will be a Frisco ISD, Board of Trustees member in place two, because we need your voice on that board. And I'm going to put you in touch. I don't know if you know them yet, but Patriot Mobile is one of my main sponsors here at the Chosen Generation Radio program.
And, I didn't know that.
And Glenn and Scott and that crew, they're headquartered out of that Frisco area. So I'm going to put you in touch with them today. I'll text you guys together. We'll get you some more support, brother. Oh man, I feel the Holy Ghost all over that. That is, baby. See, everything, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, everything is divinely ordered. You need to begin your day by asking the Lord, first of all, put on the mind of Christ, and then just say, God, link me up today. Divine appointments. Could be the grocery store. Could be dropping your kid off at school. Might be as you walk into work. Might be at work. Might be after work. I don't know. But I'm telling you, and they're all divine because you wrote out the days of your life. All right. I could get on it. I could start to preach in here, Marvin, but I want to get to our topic, and that is the reason you're running. So talk to me. Why are you running for Frisco ISD, and what happened with your son?
Well, I'll tell you, 7 months ago, I had no clue I would be running for the Board of Trustees for Frisco. But what happened was I started hearing all this. It's been ongoing for a few years, but all this talk about CRT, and that's critical race theory. And for people who may not know what it is, it's just a lens through which certain people vet American history. So they look at it, and you know, one of the ideas is that this country was founded on racism, is irreparable, and so we need to do something to just rid ourselves of all the vestiges of the prior founding fathers and all their ideas, they're not good because they were racist. And I totally acknowledge that we had a problem with slavery, racism, and all these things. But I also know that we more people died ending slavery than have died in all the wars we've had put together. And there's something about redemption in the country, and whatever the founding fathers set up, we were able to get to a point now where I'm running for Frisco Independent Board of Frisco Independent School District's Board of Trustees. And when I was considered running, I didn't even consider the fact that blacks are only less than 10% of the city. I didn't even think about it. I thought if I ran, I'll get ahead. So anyway, I emailed each of the Board of Trustees to find out what they thought about critical race theory. And, I live in a fairly conservative place, and I figured this isn't big city Dallas or anything. These people don't agree with it. But I was surprised to find out that when they responded to me, they wouldn't tell me what they thought about it. So I wrote back again and I said, hey, look, please tell me what you think about CRT, because it's one of the issues on which I base my vote. Well, they responded by saying, well, I hope you, one of them in particular voted, told me, I hope you base your vote on something other than CRT, and proceeded to lecture me that CRT was just a college course and they're not teaching CRT in the school district. And that was really a non-answer to me, because nobody's accusing him of teaching a course CRT. I'm asking them if what they are teaching is influenced by CRT.
Yes.
And when I finally found out that they would not answer that question, I said, oh my, it is infecting our school district. Now, I just scratched a little further and just saw some of the curriculum that was out there. I said, oh my gosh, they really are. It's infiltrated my community and my school district. And hence, I'm running now. And one of the things that came up, and again, all of this is a part of that mentality, of the CRT mentality. 2 months ago, I was at a school board meeting, and my son's name was called for recognition for an award. And I'm thinking, like, you know, great. He has a 5.16 grade point average. He's never made a B in his life. He's a junior, and he scored a 1450 on the ACT, on the SAT. Wow. I mean, he's just really a bright kid.
Yeah.
But you know, it's really a competitive school district. So even though he has a 5.16 GPA, he's only number 45 in his class of 560 people. He's in the top 10%.
Wow.
And that's only a fraction of a point that separates him from number one. I mean, when you break it down. 5.1.
Yeah, when you break it down, so, sure.
Right. But I didn't like the fact that they honored him for this reason. They honored all the black people with a certain GPA. They hired, honored all of the Hispanics with a certain GPA. And they hired all the American Indians with a certain GPA. And they had a ceremony at the Frisco ISD Board of Trustees meeting. They didn't have whites there, Chinese, Indians from India, because they all do well. And what they were saying to me is that your kid is doing really good for a black kid. And you know
what a message! Horrible message!
It is. And you know something? The people who did this, I don't think they're bad people. I think they're clueless. I don't think they're bad. When I started telling my story, there was a Hispanic woman who wrote me. She said, I'm glad you said something, because my son felt like he was just being paraded as the token brown person up there. And, you know,
how terrible.
Pastor Greg, we know that racism still exists, but does it exist institutionally and systematically? I say here in Frisco, it does not. In other words, our police departments, our hospitals, our anything that we do, is it racially biased against blacks or minorities? And I say not. And it is not. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's interesting. We're having this conversation. Last night, I watched Tucker Carlson did a interview with a man named Zach Krigman, who was fired by Thomson Reuters for basically statistical data that he presented that disproved all of the disproportionate agenda of Black Lives Matter that said, you know, blacks are targeted by police, all of these things. Well, he did a deep dive statistical analysis, and he and to get this straight, he's a Democrat. He comes from a blue neighborhood. He grew up that way. He grew up believing everything that the Democrats taught. And guess what he found, Marvin? He found that statistically, everything that they were saying was not true. Even and those statistics then would destroy the narrative that we have, quote unquote, systemic racism.
You're absolutely right, Pastor Greg. You know something, the bottom line, and I don't say this is for Democrats, but for left-leaning people, ideology over facts. You know, it doesn't matter what the facts are. This is what we believe. This is what we're teaching you to believe, and it's damaging our country. You know, we just hired a diversity, equity, and inclusion strategist in our school district.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Marvin Lowe is my guest. He is a candidate, and I believe, folks, if you live up in the Frisco area or you have friends in the Frisco area, you need to give them a call right now. Right now. And you need to tell them they need to look up Marvin Lowe, Frisco ISD. We'll get you the exact location for that website here in our next segment. And support. These are the kinds of just God-honest, God-blessed Americans that we need in our school boards today all across the country. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Marvin Lowe. Before I get into this real quick, Marvin, can you tell folks what's the best way? Because I found your website, but I found it at something called box5432.temp.domain. /, and all, is there an easier way to get to your site?
Yes, there is. And we it's Marvin Lowe with an E. That's Marvin Lowe, the number 4, F as in Frank, I, S as in Sam, D as in dog. So it's Marvin Lowe for FISD.com. And if you go there, you can donate to our campaigns. I'm running for a very influential position in the district, but the district doesn't pay, and we're funding our own campaigns. And you know, my wife to this day doesn't know how much money I've put into this, but that's another story. you can go to that site, hit the donate button and donate, and we really appreciate any support at all.
Fantastic. So there you go, folks. It is Marvin Lowe with an E. Marvin Lowe with an E. The number 4, F as in Frank, I as in intelligent, S as in Sam, D as in David, FISD, which is the Frisco Independent School District. There we go. Hey, so Marvin Lowe for FISD.com, and you can click on it now. And I used my browser, I'm going to tell you what happened. So I went there and I get a real funky display. Click on home, and it will take you to the right display, and you will see this handsome gentleman in his blue suit with a cool looking blazer and blue tie on, and an incredibly just engaging smile, and so you'll see him there. All right, so we were talking in the break very quickly. Run this down. So in the 1960s, we had the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was, in fact, to fight communism. I'm a Cold War veteran of the United States Air Force. I can tell you why we were there. I can also tell you, if you get this DVD, and I would encourage you to get it, it's called Disinformation. Disinformation, the true story of Soviet bloc spy chief who left the dark side to shine light on the greatest source of political evil in today's world. Disinformation, the secret strategy to destroy the West. General Pacheco, the highest ranking defector from the USSR. And I can tell you from the studies that we were shown when I was in the service as a Russian linguist in the Cold War, this is absolutely what the Russians did, according to all the defectors that I trained with. Here's what I can tell you. In the 60s, we're there to fight the war. They came over here. There were two ways, Marvin, that you could get out of fighting that war. You could get a religious exemption or you could get an academic exemption. Those were the two ways not to go fight. Our young patriot men went and fought, and many of them died. Many of them were injured. A lot of things happened over there because of the way, the strategy in which it was fought, and again, the lies that were being told over here by these radical leftist communist student groups, of which my friend David Horowitz was a part of, and now he is exposed in his books. All right, so we set the stage with that. Those individuals became the leaders of our academic world and the leaders of our seminaries. So you were asking me, Marvin, well, where's the church in all this? The church got infested in the 1960s. My friend Matt Long and I were chuckling about this. He said, so we'll blame it on the hippies. No, it wasn't the hippies, okay? It was the people who were agents of the communist ideology that took the exemptions that went in, that started out as students and became the professors. It's why we have 16 zillion translations of the Bible today. If you go back and look at the root of that, ladies and gentlemen, it begins in the 1960s. And why? Because the long-term plan was to make you believe that the scriptures were unreliable and that we don't have a good translation of the Bible, so therefore we can interpret it any doggone way we want to, and you can't. All right, I'm off my soapbox, Marvin, but I hope that made sense.
No, that's a good soapbox, because even though I'm running for office and I hope to win, and we're trying to expose some of the things that are going on in the dead of night, nobody really understands what's going on here. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ, ultimately. Amen. Our only hope is that we will be able to tell people about Christ and change the hearts and minds of people to help them see this evil that's happening in our society.
Yes.
And I think if we don't do that, I don't know where we go from here. I honestly don't, but I'm going to continue to do my part and do whatever I feel like the Lord is leading me to do.
Yes.
And we just go from there.
Marvin, I am with you 100%, and this is my personal cell phone that you've called. Text me your connection card so I can put that in, save it as a contact, and then I'll make that introduction for you today with some folks up there in Frisco that are going to help with your campaign, I'm sure, and look forward to making that introduction later on today. God bless you, Father. Bless Marvin and everything that he's doing, and give him favor, Father God, in this race, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to take a break back after this with Matt Long coming up. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get to Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy.
I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am very, very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. Always, always, always an incredible pleasure to welcome the Hill Country Patriot Radio's Matt Long to the Chosen Generation Radio program. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Good to be here. Every Tuesday, love it. Absolutely love it. I was telling our listeners earlier that we had our Monday night phone call this morning about 7:30, which, listen, I'm allergic to mornings. You can ask my wife. It is not a good time to have conversations with me. 9 o'clock is my limit. That's when I can kind of become human, is when I get on the air at 9. So there you go. We have a great topic today for you, folks.
Oh, my goodness. No, I could tell that we weren't in the same place that we are on a Monday night, and I apologize for that. I was so exhausted. I preached in India on Sunday, obviously over Skype. I didn't fly over there, but I preached in India. We had 40 salvations, 28 instant miracle healings, and a gentleman came up and handed the pastor 13,000 rupees. We're going to be putting in our 30th freshwater well this Saturday as a result of that donation. So, and then Don Jans completed that donation so we could, make that happen. Anyway, I was just so exhausted. I went to bed about 4 o'clock yesterday, Matt. I was asleep when you called. I was out. I was out. But yes, we've got a heck of a topic. So George Barna, who many of you that are listening might know who George Barna is. George had Barna Research for a number of years. He sold Barna Research, and he is now the director at Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, continuing his great work. And he sent me this, per Cultural Research. We did a national survey of millennials. I'm having the center send you a copy of the report in a separate email. We found that 30% of millennials identify as LGBTQ. Identify, not necessarily engage in lifestyle. And among 18 to 24, it was 39%, Matt. They told us, I'm just going to jump in right here for a second, then I'll throw it right back to you. But they told us, right, for years and years, and I know that, in the Hill Country and throughout the country, parents are waking up to what's happening to their children in school. CRT's kind of been the entry point, if you will. But now we've got, you know, the pornographic issues. And I have been, as you know, Matt, God told me to address the homosexual agenda. When I started on radio 11 years ago, I battled this in California for 18 years. For the last 11 years here in Texas, I was regularly told, Pastor Greg, that's a social issue. You really just need to get over it. It's a social issue. And they don't have an agenda. There's not an agenda. And I would pull up the document, The Overhauling of Straight America, written in 1989. And you can go line by line, almost like the 45 goals of the Communist Party that we now talk about, right? That everybody was... It entered into Congress in 63. Nobody pays any attention to it until now. Well, where the heck have you been for the last 40 plus years, 50 plus years, almost 60 years now, Matt? It'll be 60 years in 2023 since that was introduced. We've known about it for 60 years and done nothing. And so here's this document that outlines, and you can look at what Islam is doing, and guess what? They're following the same program. The communists following the same program. Read the document, and everybody would say, yeah, we, Pastor, there you go again with your social issues.
Right. You know, the problem I have with this, well, it's not really a problem. The way I look at it is we have become so fat and happy, and I talk about that, and I'm not using fat, talking about body, whatever indexed. I'm talking about how comfortable that we have gotten. Our country was so blessed, and for so many years that we just assumed that these blessings would continue and that everything was going the way it was always going to go. Well, Satan had a different plan, and whether he worked through the communists or whether he worked through this document you're talking about, but he started working because he knew we were asleep. And he also knew that when you start standing up against what is culturally accepted, that you are going to get rained on and you're going to be targeted and picked on. And so therefore, most of us want to live our lives quietly and not be picked on. And so we see these coming up. We see these things coming up and we basically assume that someone else is going to talk about it because I don't want to be the first one to raise my hand and say something. And so this lack of inactivity, this lack of, it's fear. It's a lack of faith. It's a fear of the world coming after you if you stand up for the principles of Christ. And so I think that's one of the reasons that we got where we are today.
I think another one of them is, you know, conservative, and I've heard people say this, and it's true. Conservative is just that. It's conservative. We're not created. We're not about, you know, trying to be in your face, okay? We're about loving. We're about caring. We're about, you know, all these things. My mom and I have had some great conversations, and the last, I don't know, probably 8 years or so, she's been, you know, become very, very active. But she told me for years and years, she said, look, we believed that if you acted properly, if you walked the right way, you don't talk about religion and politics at the dinner table. These are things you don't really talk about. You just act right. And if you behave right and you act right and you have the right character, look, she was 25 years old when I was born in 1962. Okay. That means that in 72, right, when Roe v. Wade became the law of the land, she was only 35 years old. She was in her prime. Mm-hmm. And many 35 and 40 year olds in that day, it was like, well, we don't talk about those things. We don't really address those things. Phyllis Schlafly was very unique, right? In Eagle Forum and so, I mean, because she was saying, hey, you can be a mom, you can be a wife, and you can have a career, but there is a godly way to do this. And she spoke up and spoke out. And the communists did exactly what their manifesto says. They tried to vilify her. They tried to make her look like she was the bad guy. Even to good people like me as a kid, like my mom, they tried to make Phyllis Schlafly look like she was the bad person. And she was hitting it out. She was hitting it out of the park. She was hitting the home runs. And everybody should have woke up at that time in the mid 60s, in the late 60s, and done it. It's funny, you said last night or this morning, you said, we'll blame it on the hippies. It wasn't the hippies. You know what I mean? I mean, the hippies were just kind of go along, get along. It wasn't the hippies. It was the Ayers, the Bill Ayers, and those kinds of people who infiltrated academic institutions and infiltrated seminaries. And I've talked about this. I just got done talking about it with a man. By the way, if you know anybody that lives up in Frisco, you need to support Marvin Lowe for Frisco ISD Board of Trustees, Place 2. And because Marvin's son was given an award, they went to a ceremony at Frisco ISD, conservative Frisco ISD. And guess what, Matt? They gave out an award for the highest GPA. They gave one to the black student, one to the Hispanic student, and one to the American Indian student. No whites, no Asians, and you know, and Marvin is like, my son has a 5.16 GPA. It's not even the highest in the class, by the way. But why is it that he's honored for the color of his skin? This is institutional racism. And you guys are the ones that are making that choice.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, you mentioned the Rules for Radicals fella. You know, one of the rules in there, he talks about insulting or separating the enemy, isolating them. Mm-hmm. And they do that by calling names. And so what we saw in what you were just talking about in the 60s and 70s is actually still a tactic used today. You know, we've got very brave parents in both Kerrville and Fredericksburg right now that are trying to fight the pornography in the schools as well as the LGBT and the transgender ideology that's starting to sneak into the schools. And they're calling us names and calling us extremists. In fact, some of the moms involved have their children have been targeted at school. This targeting is still going on to this day. And I know we're out of time, Pastor Greg. Back to you.
Well, and folks, look, they are going to isolate us. They isolated Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was put on the cross not because they knew he was dying for our sins, but because they absolutely were scared of and rejecting his message. And they're still rejecting it today in the secular realm, in secular humanism. But ladies and gentlemen, there is hope. Jesus Christ died. He rose again. He has released his Holy Spirit. He has given us the power and the authority, and we shall overcome. Look up 1 John chapter 5. God gets the victory, and so do we.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me.
It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm sending a text to our guest first half hour to Mr. Marvin Lowe. Going to get him introduced to some good folks. Hey, wow, did we have an incredible service on Resurrection Sunday. Hope that you did as well. By the way, if you're watching us, you can make that donation today. Please consider making a donation to Chosen Generation Radio. You can do it at paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. If you have any difficulties with that at all, give me a call. You can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654. I can take your card over the phone. We do not save any of that information. It is a one-time deal. And then, of course, if you want to go in and set up to be a monthly donor, if you want to give, I don't know, 10 bucks a month, 20 bucks a month, 50 bucks a month, whatever you want to give, if you're able to give, a large donation today, we will be greatly appreciative of your large donation. We need help both with our radio ministry as well as with our ministry in India. And so I'm just presenting that there is a need here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can make a donation at the website too, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Your donation goes tax deductible to Faith Harvest Church, and we are very appreciative of your assistance. All right, gonna give you some good word. 1 John 5, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now catch that. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves him that begot loves him also that's begotten. Again, that's all about the Father and the Son. Now watch this. By this we know that we love the children of God. Hey, that's you and me. That's us, folks. By this we know we love the children of God. When we do what? When we first love God, and second, keep his commandments. Oh man, that's tough. Pastor, you don't understand how hard it is. I mean, you listen to Ray Comfort. None of us keep his commandments. We all do bad stuff. Listen to this. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Well, what does that mean? They're not hard. They're not difficult. It's not a challenge, but what's the first thing we've got to do? We've got to make that profession of faith that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, because it says next, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Do you remember Nicodemus? Do you remember Jesus' conversation in John chapter 3? Well, how does one go to heaven? How do you get this? How does this happen? And Jesus said what? You must be born again. And Nicodemus says, well, how does a man go back? How does he crawl back into his mother's womb? How do you even, that doesn't even make sense. How can you even do that? And Jesus says, you're a teacher of the law. You're one of the leaders, and you don't understand these things? How's that possible? How do you not get this? Because he didn't get it. One of the reasons he didn't get it is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God hadn't yet been released in the way that it was. Jesus said, I go to my Father so that what can come? The Comforter. And he'll do what? The Word of God says he'll lead you into all truth. Holy Spirit, help everyone that's listening right now to hear this message, to get the truth, to be able to assimilate what is being spoken into their ears, into their minds, into their spirit man, into their soul, in the name of Jesus Christ. So here it is. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even, wait a minute, our faith. Yes, faith is a gift from God. So who is he? Verse 5, that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Folks, these eyes, well, maybe not these eyes, but this person speaking to you right now, in my visit to heaven, I saw the Holy Ghost. I saw the personage of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And I can tell you, the Holy Ghost is real. The Holy Ghost is a part of this message. The Holy Ghost is necessary. Necessary. It is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now, I told you in the last two segments, they infiltrated our seminaries. They started spitting out Bible translations. They wrote this out. Why? Because there are three that bear witness in the earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one that the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost are one. They wrote it out. And they said, oh, that's not a part of this. That was never there. Wasn't written, uninspired, not a part of the Word of God. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because without the Spirit, without the Holy Spirit, you don't have eyes to see. You don't have ears to hear. Your heart, your mind, you can't accept the full measure of what God did through his Son, Jesus Christ. And who would want to keep you from that but Satan himself? Jesus's condemnation of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. You have all of this knowledge, all of this quote unquote understanding, yet not only will you not enter in, but you deceive, you lie, you manipulate. You confuse those that come to you, and they can't come in either. You close the gate. You shut the door. But Jesus Christ came to open the door that all might come in, the Father's heart, that all might receive the truth of the Son of God. Bless the Lord. He gave us the world around us. He gave us his Spirit and life, and he gave us the gift of faith. Believe it!
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.